The U.S. has accused Syrian forces of using chemical weapons against foreign-backed insurgents. President Barack Obama had said the use of such weapons would be crossing the red line. The U.S. says it will now increase military support for insurgents in Syria. This came despite UN reports that accused militants of using chemical weapons. The FBI director has defended the U.S. government's controversial spying programs. Robert Mueller said the tactics have been done in compliance with U.S. law and Congress oversight. He also said the FBI is conducting a criminal investigation of ex-CIA worker Edward Snowden, who leaked the U.S. electronic surveillance programs. In Turkey, emergency talks have been held between representatives of protesters and Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan. This came after anti-government protesters rejected Erdogan's ultimatum to leave in Istanbul Park at the center of demonstrations. Turkey has been shaken by the unprecedented protests and the Prime Minister's harsh response. Iranians are set to go to the polls on Friday to choose their new president. Three principalist candidates, two independents, and one reformist are running for president. The latest opinion polls show more than 60% of eligible voters will be taking part in the election. The polls also show Friday's election will probably go to a runoff. Europe's leading satellite operator Eutelsat has stepped up its campaign against Iranian media, including Press TV. It warns satellite providers against cooperating with Iranian channels, reminding them of U.S. and EU sanctions against Iran. However, the EU foreign policy chief's spokesman says sanctions do not apply to Iranian media. The funeral of Shia protesters killed by Yemen security forces has turned into an angry rally in the capital Sana'a. Protesters demand the government dismantle national security services. The killings took place on Sunday when police opened fire on Shia protesters or Houthis, demanding the release of Shias from government jails. Bahrain says it has arrested leading members of the February 14th Revolution Youth Coalition activist group. It says that, quote, the main actors who took part in criminal acts have been identified. The group has been the main organizer of a wave of anti-government protests that began in 2011. At least four people have been killed in a shooting incident in the U.S. state of Missouri. Police say the victims include two men and two women. The shooter is said to be among the dead. The identities of the victims and the motive behind the attack are still unknown.